Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And good morning to you. Happy Mother's Day weekend. What a weekend it's going to be. Lots of sunshine.
Yes.
Absolutely gorgeous. The drive-in today was so light, so early. I had to keep looking at my clock to make sure that it was like, okay, is it really this time? I mean, I'm not late or anything, am I?
Well, it's gorgeous. Yeah, but you missed the lights last night.
Oh, I went to bed so early.
The Aurora Borealis. Oh, my gosh. So, so spectacular.
Northern lights.
See it over here. Did not expect it.
Oh.
But
and there's a chance you could see them tonight, too. So set your alarm.
Tonight?
Definitely.
In fact, tonight
yeah, 11
should
o'clock.
Be good again. Yeah.
Yes.
So, but we just have to, you know, get us in a deep enough dark to see them.
Okay. You have to be in the dark. So we were making a mistake of going to where places were lit, but you have to be in the dark. And when I took these pictures last night, I thought I couldn't see the stars. But as I'm looking at them now, the stars are actually there.
Yeah, just beautiful.
I just couldn't see them last night. Yeah.
Purples and pinks and blues and green, just a rainbow. Somebody said, this is better than fireworks and less noisy, too. So
less pollution, too.
That's true. Not a lot of smoke, so it smells better. So, seeing the northern lights and the Aurora Borealis from our area, I got so many pictures.
Pretty rare.
Pretty rare. And I guess a lot of folks were being able to see that across the northern part of the U.S. and even down in the Midwest.
Yeah, wow. Well, maybe I'll set the alarm for midnight tonight and get up and pad out on my deck and take a look.
There you go. Just
my deck and take a look.
There you go. Oh, yes. I'm going to have to want to look again for sure. Before we start the show, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to give you that phone number so that you can be in the queue for questions for the show and the doctors today for Leading Edge Medicine. We are live in the studio. Here is that number, especially if you missed out last week because you called too late. We want you to get in and be one of the first ones at 206-421-5757. Again, the number to get through to the studio today, 206-421-5757. And the other thing I want to let you know about is something pretty exciting. Congratulations, Dr. Umat. You once again made the top 50 women leaders in medicine for 2024. You got this award last year. You were included in the top 50 women leaders in medicine for 2023, now 2024. Speech.
Oh, I don't know about that. But no, I want to say thank you. First of all, thank you.
Yes.
And, you know, feel thankful and blessed and fortunate to be in this position.
The award-winning Dr. Umat is what I'm going to have to call you today.
you know, and it's an honor to be included amongst this elite group of women,
mm-hmm.
obviously, hardworking people that have accomplished a lot in their lives. Mm-hmm. And so when your name is added to that list,
oh, yes.
you kind of feel humbled.
Yep.
But, you know, I stand on the shoulders of giants. Nobody attains something by themselves. There's a whole village of support that goes into making you who you are. I firmly believe that. And many people that have been on this journey with me are no more. And I feel that they still bless me. And I told my team that they are part of my journey now. And, you know, we're all in it together. So it's everything that we do as a team. And we raise each other up each and every day. We help each other and support. And so I'm thankful for everything that I have and for where I am. I'm thankful to longevity for making it possible. And, you know, who would have thought, Jerry, did you know where we would be when you hired me?
When I met you and Sunil in the hallway down at the conference in Las Vegas, what was it, 15, 16 years ago?
How did we know then, you know, and look where we are.
Well, I was surprised that you had heard of me at the time.
Yes, yes. You know? Well, because I was doing the board certification. So I was working through the program and I was looking to see who in this area performed
doing
and doing it. And so I was looking, but I didn't know you were going to be at the conference. And you were there the day I got my certificate.
Yes.
That was the first time Sunil came. He had never come with me before, but he came because I was going to walk the ramp, go on the stage, give it
another award. What is that? Yeah.
And so we had my certificate in hand. The ceremony had just concluded and we were walking out and you were walking towards the coffee because the coffee was by the door.
Wow.
You're going to find Dr. Mixon at a meeting. Yeah. Look where they keep the coffee.
Well, nowadays there's no guarantee of free coffee at these conferences either.
That's true.
But in those days it was a known.
You think when they charge $1,500 for 3 days, they'd give you coffee.
Yeah. You would think so.
That's right.
Wow. That's right. And Dr. Umat, how long was it after that Dr. Mixon snatched you up to come to longevity?
Well, we decided to stay in touch. And then after I came back, I worked at Northwest Face for a while and I reached out to him one day. I was looking for a group where I could kind of talk about what I do and be a part of a group. So I reached out to him and he goes, yeah, we had dinner together. And he goes, yeah, I'd love to stay in touch with you, but we don't have any openings right now. And I got a call the same week and they said, when are you ready to start?
Yes, I want you now. And how many years ago was that, Dr. Umat?
14 years ago.
So it must have been 13 years ago that I first met you, believe it or not. Pete Talbot introduced me to you.
Really?
I remember the day. Yeah, when I came in when they were just maybe starting to do Bella Medica, or were they still doing longevity then?
No, we did recently. Bella Medica was recent. I didn't do the show with Jerry for the longest time. And then he approached me one day out of the blue and he goes, I think you'll be great. Why
so
don't
it was
you come
still when
me?
It was longevity then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and I remember meeting you and wow.
Yeah.
And here we all are together.
Yes.
Now, on the show, Leading Edge Medicine. And what we love most about this show and this time, the doctors are here on a Saturday because of their passion for you and your health and your questions. And so many times you don't get to talk with your doctors for more than just a couple of minutes. Here's your diagnosis. Call me in the morning. Here's your prescription. See you in a year when we do those tests again.
I hate those.
That's the reality, right?
Yes, absolutely. But with longevity and our show, Leading Edge Medicine, you have the opportunity to call in on our show at no cost and be able to get the wisdom of our doctors and find out what are you facing? What can you do about this? And find out about things like growing old, age, a recent diagnosis. How do I do this? What do I do? And what is the best? We hear from patients of longevity every week and non-patients alike. So if you have a question for the doctors, now would be a great time to get in the phone queue at 206-421-5757. That's for 206-421-5757. Is just as Dr. Mixon takes off his headphones, I'm going to ask him to give us an update. What is new in medicine? What are some things happening? I know there's kind of a goofy thing happening that you're like, this is stupid. And then there are some good things. So there you go.
Yeah, let's do the stupid first.
Okay, we'll do the stupid, the head shaking. Yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah, this is the stuff that the politicians have arranged. San Francisco has started giving free vodka shots for alcoholics.
Nice.
I mean, they started out.
Wow.
And we emulated them here in Seattle, of course, with the safe injection sites. you know, where you could take your heroin, your fentanyl, your smack, and you could inject it out in the open, and the Seattle government and the San Francisco government would give you fresh, clean needles and alcohol wipes and stuff, and they would have people standing by so that if you overdosed and passed out and they thought you were going to die, they could reverse you. Of course, if they reverse you with your Narcan, then you just got to up and shoot yourself again to get high. But you know, that's a different issue. And they call that a safe injection site. Well, now they've decided that some alcoholics that are living on the street because they, you know, they are too disabled from their alcohol addiction to function in a job, so they don't have any money for rent. And some of them are now even running out of money for alcohol. And so the city does not want them to go into withdrawal and have seizures. So they've arranged that if you are in certain areas of San Francisco, and they'll just pass out free vodka shots to you.
What?
I can see a whole lot of college students wandering down.
Oh boy, yes.
Saturday night.
Oh, you know it.
Their free vodka shots.
Oh my. Oh my. And I wonder if they have to have a bartender's license, a liquor license to be able to.
I don't know.
Yeah. We don't know.
You know, I mean,
oh,
for
my
the,
goodness.
For the injections, you know, they have nurses standing by. But it's a good question. Do they use bartenders for the vodka shots, or do they, you know, let amateurs pour your vodka?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Oh. Anyway, San Francisco. God.
Oh.
Anyway, used to be a beautiful city once upon a time when you didn't have to worry about stepping in human poop.
You know, yeah.
It used to be the occasional dog pile in the floor, but now, no, it's the human too, right? Yeah. Along with the dogs.
Yes.
Yeah, dumb.
Oh, boy.
But that's what are we going to do? You know, you can't fix politicians.
No, I thought it was you can't fix stupid.
That's the same thing.
You
can't fix politicians. They just aren't what they are. Yeah. So.
Okay, and you said you had some good news.
I had some better news.
Some better stuff.
Some interesting
medical
stuff. Medical stuff. You
okay,
know?
Let's do one before we take our first break.
Boy, that doesn't give us much time.
I know.
We're due for a break in 1 minute.
But you can just tease us with it, and then we'll get back.
Well, there's a compound that was discovered in 1997 called Clotho, which is a protein that is found in high concentrations in healthy young people. And as they get older, their Clotho levels are dropping. And it turns out that if you have heart disease, your Clotho level is lower. If you're obese, your Clotho level is lower. If you're a diabetic, your Clotho level is lower. If you have kidney failure, your Clotho level is lower. If you have congestive heart failure, your Clotho level is lower. Now,
wow.
When I was looking at this over the last couple of decades, I've always said, well, okay. But I'm curious, is this a marker for poor health? Because basically, if you're old or in bad health, you have low Clotho levels. Mm. Or does Clotho have a role in keeping you healthy and keeping you functioning as though you were younger? And I have watched the literature for 20-some years now, and I'm finally getting some hints as to what the truth might be. And so when we get back from this break, I'll tell you what I'm thinking about Clotho.
Clotho? I've never even heard of this. Clotho with a K. We're going to find out.
A-L-O-T-H-O.
All right. It
it's
sounds
actually
like
alpha Clotho, soluble alpha Clotho, to be precise.
It sounds like something that would be on Star Trek, Clotho. We're going to talk about
May the
that.
Clotho be with you.
That's right. We're going to talk more about that and take your phone calls today on Leading Edge Medicine. Get in the phone queue at 206-421-5757. We'll be right back.
Staying alive is a very good idea.
You got to sing in your high.
I don't think you have a high
I don't voice,
have
Dr.
A high.
Mason.
No. Like my daughter tells me that she can tell how daddy is feeling based on the tone of his voice.
Oh.
She says, if something is pissing you off, my 12-year-old says, when something is pissing you off, all of a sudden, your nice, high, friendly daddy voice starts getting lower and lower and lower. And she said, there's a point at which you just become scary, Dad.
Oh, oh, that's
She's
awesome.
She's figuring it out. When can no. I ask for my phone?
Right.
Not
oh, no.
when he's low.
Not today.
My babysitter asked my own kids, hey, does your mom ever yell at you? I've never heard her get mad or yell. The kid says, no, she don't. She doesn't yell or get mad, really. She just uses her professional voice, which is the I told you, you know, it's much slower. I thought that was funny. We're back. Leading Edge Medicine. Come give us a call with your questions before you go outside and take that nice walk and enjoy the sunshine. Here's that number with your questions, 206-421-5757. We're talking about Clotho,
yes,
Dr. Mixon.
Clotho.
Clotho.
Clotho. Depends on if that's a hard or soft O.
Okay.
K-L-O-T-H-O.
Yeah.
Clotho.
Clotho.
Clotho. I hear it both ways.
Yes.
Anyway, I can spell it, and that gives me plenty of room to get into the National Institute of Base.
There you go. Clotho. It's with a K, by the way,
that's
folks.
Right. Yeah, so when it first came out, I was kind of skeptical because there's a lot of things that improve when you're in better health and that go to hell when you're in bad health, you know. So, but then about 5 or 6 years ago, I started seeing animal studies in which they would measure their Clotho levels at under different regimens. And it turned out it was possible to raise Clotho levels. For instance, if you exercise, you raise Clotho. If you take rapamycin, you raise Clotho. If you do senescent cell therapy to kill the senescent cells in your system, Clotho goes up. People whose congestive heart failure is poorly controlled have low Clotho levels. If their congestive failure is improving, their Clotho levels are going up. Which is causing which? Is the improved health raising the Clotho? Is the raising Clotho helping the health? Has been the question. Is this just a marker for good health and disease, or is this an active participant in helping to make you healthier? So then about 3 years earlier, we started seeing some early animal studies in which they took animals with kidney disease and gave them a single injection, intraperitoneal injections of Clotho, and their kidney disease improved. And they had mice that they had put into congestive heart failure with, and they gave them injections of Clotho, and their heart failure improved. And they had diabetic mice, and they improved the diabetes with Clotho. So it appears that giving mice injections of Clotho actually improved a whole host of problems. So that says, okay, it's not just a marker. It is an active participant in preventing and, in this case, these cases, correcting the disease, which is really nice. So then my next question was, where do I get Clotho?
Yeah, sign me up.
Well, there's a whole lot of stuff being sold on the internet as quite Clotho supplementation. It's also most of it is basically fraudulent. What they're doing is they're giving you botanicals and supplements and stuff that have papers saying that they can raise your Clotho level. But from that, they are then intimating that this will fix your kidney disease, your heart disease, your blood pressure, your whatever. But there is not a real source of purified soluble alpha Clotho out there. There is, however, a company right now that has applied for patents. They are doing the same thing they did with growth hormone back in the 1988. They are basically taking the human gene that produces Clotho, and they are inserting that gene into yeast and now being able to grow the human Clotho in big vats of yeast broth and extract it back out.
Okay.
And then you would have Clotho that you could take injections.
I was thinking super bread for a moment there. It was like in the yeast, but they take it out of the yeast. That's just how they grow it.
Right. Yeah, that's just how they grow it. And so they've applied for patents, and they are working with the FDA and starting to do some studies, hoping that they can get approval to treat, first of all, blood pressure and kidney disease with recombinant Clotho.
Wow.
So it looks like that is coming right along. Now, the downside, of course, if this is a newly patented pharmaceutical that is going to be out there, you can bet it's going to be outrageously pricey, damn it. But at any rate, it's moving in the right direction. So it looks like this is something we can do. Right now, since I don't have a real pharmaceutical I can give my patients, but I can use it as a marker. And so what we're looking at doing right now is saying, okay, let's measure Clotho levels in people of different ages. Let's see what the nomogram says. What should a healthy 20-year-old be versus a 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90-year-old? And then let's use our interventions. When we knock out your senescent cells, when we give you rapamycin, how much are we improving your Clotho levels? Because that might well be the key. You know, right now we're guesstimating that about 6 milligrams per week of rapamycin does the job. Well, what happens, though, if we raise that to 10 milligrams? Does the Clotho level rise higher?
Mm.
You know, what does 6 milligrams give you as opposed to no rapamycin? Then if we raise it higher, what is the ideal dose? What is the lowest dose of rapamycin I can use to get you your highest level of Clotho?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the dasatinib. So I'm looking at using this, since I don't yet have the pharmaceutical, the purified drug to give people. I am looking at giving them or using the measurements as a marker for some of the other things we do that we don't have really good markers for.
Mm. Okay. Mm. Wow. This is like the first time I've heard of this.
Yes.
Clotho. Okay, so we'll probably be hearing more about this.
What I feel is that we really at Longevity have amazing patients. Mm-hmm. Our patients really inspire us a lot of the times.
Oh, yeah.
And they will look up and see something and they'll come and talk to us and they'll mm-hmm. say, I want you to look at this and I want to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
And I find that when you're vested in your own health and you follow the literature or the science or wherever you're looking, then you come across things that sometimes are not on our radar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and this I got reminded of this when a caller called in a month or two ago and said, what do you know about Clotho?
Mm.
And then I had to drain back through my memory banks and say, well, okay, my impression is thus far that it seems to improve in healthy mice and go down in rotten mice, but I don't think it's ready for human. Mm. But then that got me back delving back into the literature again and say, okay, you know, what the answers I was given were based on several years ago. What's happening now?
Mm.
And so, you know, I'm back in the literature finding out what the newest stuff on
right,
Clotho is.
Right, right, right.
So we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clotho. Okay. That's good to know. That's our little medical update for today. And we will take your calls and your questions about your health, your aging health, and maybe a recent diagnosis or somebody in your family, a loved one, what they're dealing with too. Give us a call. Let's talk about your health. This is Leading Edge Medicine. We're going to take a quick break right now, and we will be back. Let me give you that phone number to call. It is 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. And we'll talk with Tim when we get back in just a moment.
Scoop,
I think Dr. Mixon chose this music.
Oh, he did?
Bookie, I think so.
Well, somebody was asking me, actually, that you guys have changed the music.
Yeah, we've added some newer things in there, newer, older things. And yeah, kind of moving with our audience and some of the songs they remember. A little country, a little rock and roll. Oh, I'm Lynette. Good morning. Dr. Jerry Mixon here. Dr. Samira Umat here. And we are talking about your health. We are focused on your health and your questions today. It seems like a lot of folks are out wanting to enjoy the sunshine.
Yes.
Take us with you. But don't forget, you can call in with your questions. We'd love to talk to you. We are here until noon. But you need to get in the call queue because we don't want to miss out on you. 206-421-5757 is the number to call. And we have Tim calling in from Tacoma. Good morning, Tim.
Yes, good
Hello,
morning.
Tim.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir. How can we help?
Yes. I'm calling on behalf of my mother, 93-year-old, soon to be 94. Her doctor suspects she has a hiatal hernia.
Okay.
And she was wondering, you know, what to do, probably.
Okay.
Ooh, what is that, Dr. Mixon?
Hiatal hernia?
Hiatal hernia.
Yeah.
Well, basically, your chest is separated from your abdomen by a muscular structure we call the diaphragm. It's a wall of muscle runs right horizontally through your body.
Anterior to posterior.
Yeah, and everything above that is in the chest, and everything below that is in the abdomen. Well, we chew our food up above our chest. We swallow. It goes in the esophagus, which travels down behind the heart through that esophagus, but then it hits the diaphragm. Mm. It has to go through the diaphragm to get into the stomach, which is in the abdomen. So there's a weakness, an opening in the diaphragm that is designed to let the esophagus go through. Some people are born with a opening that is bigger than it needs to be.
Okay.
And with age, all of our muscles shrink and get weak, including the diaphragm, which is basically an all muscular structure. So as that diaphragm thins out and gets weaker, the hole tends to get bigger.
Oh.
And the diaphragm forms part of the valve that keeps things in your stomach. So things are supposed to go one way from above down into the stomach and then stay there and then go on through the stomach into the bowel. But if that valve at the top of the stomach is too weak, we get reflux. We get acid and food and stuff coming back up the esophagus.
Okay. And a lot of people have that reflux.
They do. They do. And part of that is simply because that valve is weaker than it needs to be. Part of it is being overweight.
Okay.
Because we don't just put fat on our belly, we put fat in our belly too. And so there's only so much room inside your belly. And so as the amount of fat in there increases, it increases the pressure inside the abdomen. And so now you're trying to swallow and get food into your stomach against a pressure gradient because of the increased fat inside your belly. So that combination of increased pressure in your abdomen from being overweight and that valve that is getting weak because you're getting old and the diaphragm is thinning out, and then if you happen to have been born with a bigger opening than you need to have, that we call that the hiatus. Okay. Hiatus is a opening, a defect.
Yeah.
So if that hiatus is too big and has too much pressure, part of the stomach will actually come up through that hole into the chest.
Uh-oh. Like the physical stomach?
The physical stomach.
Wow. Okay.
Rides up because then the esophagus kinks because it's connected. It's attached to the stomach at one end and to your throat at the other. And so if the hole is too big and the pressure inside the belly is too high, you push part of the stomach up into the chest.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That is a hiatus hernia.
Okay.
You have herniated abdominal contents into the thoracic or chest cavity. Hiatus hernia. That's
and they
what it
need
is.
To take care of that, right? This is something they'll need to do?
Yeah, no, depends.
Depends on how symptomatic she
right.
is.
Ah. Yeah. Some people don't ever notice it. Yeah. They get an upper GI study or something, and we see it, And they say, oh, I do. And they feel just fine. And they're not aware of any reflux problems. And so why put them through surgery?
Okay.
Yeah. Used to be in the bad old days when I was learning to do surgery, that was a big procedure.
Yeah.
Because we had to basically open the belly and the chest and work from both sides. And
wow. Yeah.
Now, with laparoscopes, they just punch a couple of little holes in the belly, stick the scopes in there, grab the stomach with one grabber, put a stitch in to tack the stomach to the diaphragm or to grab two edges of that diaphragm hole and pull it closed. Mm. You don't want to pull it all the way closed because you still got to get food down into the stomach. So you can't close it too much. But close it up enough and tack the stomach in place enough that the stomach doesn't ride up and the hole doesn't gape open. Mm. And
okay.
So it can be done through a couple of little tiny punctures in the abdomen. You do it in the morning. You go home in the afternoon. If you're elderly enough, like a woman in her 80s, you might want to watch her overnight just for safety's sake.
Yeah, well, but his mom is going to be 94.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you're going to do her, you're going to certainly
watch her overnight.
Well,
it first depends upon how significant is this. Yeah. Is it
and
a big problem?
That's why I said, if you're going to do her, you're going to watch her overnight.
Yep.
But for younger people, it's in the morning, out in the afternoon.
Okay.
And it's no longer the great big whoop-de-doo surgery it was back when I was a lad in medicine.
Okay.
Does that answer your question, sir?
Yeah, that was quite informative. We certainly enjoy your show a lot around here.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
I'm glad you're having fun with it.
It's a good show.
Okay. Yes, you were going to say something?
Thank you.
All right.
Did you have another question there,
Tim? You have another question, Tim?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Other than she probably feels better about seeing her doctor.
Okay.
All right. Good. Well, good. And by the way, Tim, I love that bass voice of yours. I've always wished I had that sort of voice. You know, I'm far too high-pitched, but oh well.
Depending on your height, had a doctor, you know, very accomplished athletically and surgically, he said, but I always wanted to be 6 feet. I'm only 5'10".
Yeah, and I'm not quite 6'4", 6'3¾".
So. Are you shrinking?
He's a national champion football player. And that's the one that bothers him.
That's right. You got it.
There you go.
Well, thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Have
Tim.
A great day.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Yes, and thank
it's
you for listening.
Also nice to hear the families are, you know, caring for.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, when they call
the
in.
Seniors. Yeah.
For
hey,
someone.
And happy Mother's Day to your mom, who's going to be 94 soon. That's pretty awesome.
And she could be a grandmother, too. So guessing she might be. Yeah, happy Mother's Day and Grandma's Day and great-grandma's day. So
I'll say, in her
weekend.
90s, she's probably a great-grandmother.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom had, by the time she was 91, had 13 grandchildren.
Wow.
And 13 great-grandchildren.
Yeah, nice.
Wow. Now she's got 14. We are going to take a quick break here in just a couple minutes. But Dr. Umat, I wanted to ask you, we had our Heart Health Day just a couple days ago, and that was at all three of the clinics. And how did that go with taking the test? We were talking about it for several weeks.
I know. It went actually awesome. It was great. What I realized from doing that is that people are interested in knowing more about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this was just us opening our doors to give you the information. That was all it was. It really was nothing else. Just let you know what can be done, open your eyes, and then give you the details so that you can take it back to whoever so that you can do something about it. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be better. We'll do anything we can to help you.
Let me put a little different spin on that.
All right, Jerry, put a different spin
Since
on
I
it.
Own the joint.
I pay the bills.
And I pay the bills. It would be really nice if a whole hunk of those people that we helped find out more about their heart and their heart health
mm-hmm.
became patients at Longevity Medical Clinic.
Yes.
So,
and they can become healthier.
Dr. Umat, being the altruist in the group, you see, says, and we get to help all of these people. Isn't it wonderful? Don't you feel great? Isn't your soul just a light? And I'm the businessman saying, look, sweetie, can we pay the bills, please? Come on and become a patient. So,
absolutely. We want to see you in here at Longevity and take that test.
the blood test and the InBody test and become one of our patients. We want to find out what you're at risk for and then help you as you are aging so that you don't have to battle cancers and joint pain and brain shrinkage and diabetes, all of these things that, you know, we're going to have things happen eventually. Let's find out what's going on.
And let's let them happen as late in life as possible.
Yes, and what
head
we can do to make that happen.
As many as we can. Let's stay as strong, fast, lean, smart, sexy, and happy as we can for as long in life as the good Lord allows.
Absolutely.
Okay?
And what we say about that is die young at a very old age.
That's
there
right. You go.
That's right.
We want you to say, like so many of our patients do, wow, I feel better than I have in years. And some say in decades.
Yep.
Here is that number to call to make your appointment. Get in. Meet the doctors at 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. Or you can go to our website and make your appointment at lmclinic.com. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more Leading Edge Medicine and your phone calls. Let me give you the number real quick to be on the air with us. Ask the doctors. That's 206-421-5757.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help. It would sure do me.
Oh, I remember roller skating to this when I was a kid. Remember that? Roller skating rinks, and they had the lights. And
I do remember roller skating rinks, but we did the hokey pokey.
Yes, that was, they'd stop, and I always loved the couple skates, so the cute boy you could go skating with.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, Terrell Thompson, he could skate backward. Ooh. He was in 7th grade. I was in 6th grade. So,
ooh.
Yeah. Terrell Thompson. I wonder what he's doing now.
I don't know.
Probably the hokey pokey. So, I don't know. There we go.
We're
Leading Edge Medicine, and we're glad you're here today.
Are you sure?
Yes. Leading Edge Medicine, we're so glad you're in. Here is the number to get through today. A lot of folks out and about and maybe with the sunshine. So if you'd like to call with your question for the doctor, you probably won't have to wait too long today. We can put you right on the air. The phone queue is open right now for your calls at 206-421-5757. We're going to spin the roulette of health questions and topics wheel right now.
Well, I mean, given that, you know, it's getting warm out there, I think we should just remind people, make sure you're hydrated, drink your water, take your water with you.
What
don't
about sunscreen?
That.
Even as older people?
Absolutely.
Especially as older
time.
People.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Protect that skin.
Yeah, yes. Skin cancer, you know, it's very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then make sure you get some minerals inside you, and because you're depleting in minerals with the heat. Sometimes you don't sweat and you go, okay, I don't need it. But you really do. And for those of you that are active because it's warm and are hiking and biking, remember to take a little bit of muscle relief, magnesium, and a little bit of Optimal Minerals to get you your minerals. So just be a little bit vigilant. Don't ignore the fact that you do need to take care of your health. Yes, the, you know, people are not so worried about getting flus and viral illnesses during these months, but still there are other things that you do need to pay attention to. So make sure you get whatever you need so that you can continue to enjoy this beautiful weather.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no place like this on earth during the summer months and the nice days.
And when I see somebody biking with a mask, I just, and I'm not a doctor, but I'm like, oh, breathe the fresh air.
Yes.
Well, he's maybe protecting the bugs from getting his mask.
Maybe so.
Keeps the gnats out of his nose.
Yes, okay. Right. Okay. You got that.
I hate it when I'm jogging and I get gnats in my nose.
Yeah, that's right.
Or in your teeth. Yeah. If you're smiling.
I can spit.
I know. And now the pollen is gone too, right? Because earlier it was a pollen and it was like, oh my gosh, it's all yellow.
All over my car. Yes. Everywhere. And now we'll have the cottonwood.
Yes.
The white puffy. That's another week or so away.
There was it was starting to pile up on the sides of the trail when I was out this morning.
The cottonwood.
Yes.
The white.
So,
okay.
Already getting some.
So for everybody who's affected by that, I would suggest quercetin. We have quercetin in the office, and it really helps in reducing the symptoms of allergies.
500 milligram capsules, but you should probably choose 2,000 milligrams once or twice a day if you have real allergy issues.
And I've done that, and I have not had issues this year so far at all. And I'm like, wow, mid-May, and I'm not reaching for the Kleenex, and I'm not itchy. You know, I don't get them horrible, but usually it's when that white cottonwood comes out.
Right.
All right. Susie from Stanwood is on the air with us. Hello, Susie. Welcome. Hey, Susie, did you see the Northern Lights by chance last night?
No, I didn't. I see pictures of everybody around the area that has seen them.
Yeah. But if you're up at 11, you may have another chance tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I did go out and look last night, but I didn't see them. But now I think I've looked in the wrong area, so I'll check tonight.
Yeah, up into the north.
All right.
Yes. Okay. I have two questions. One is, what did you think of a long-term use of Allegra? I have asthma, and my doctor has me taking Allegra kind of year-round. I wondered if that was good for my mental and physical health long-term.
Okay. Well, the good news is Allegra is a non-sedating antihistamine, so that's, you know, the good part of it. The question is it also a...
It's an antihistamine.
Well, I know that, but is it an anticholinergic effect? Some of the antihistamines are potent anticholinergics, and like Benadryl is a really nasty one. But is Allegra? I don't know.
Okay.
Hang on a second. I'm going to look.
Okay.
Anticholinergic.
Yeah.
Let's see. FDA approved treatment. I don't know that. But is it an anticholinergic and how potent is it? Second, third generation, including Claritins, are not anticholinergics. Good. Okay. So I just answered the question. Allegra is a second or third generation antihistamine, and it is not an anticholinergic. So it will not damp down your brain function like Benadryl would. Yeah.
I see.
So that's the good news.
I read about that. Okay. Great. Okay. The other question was on on Trespire. It works by, it's for my asthma also. And when I look it up, it says it works by weakening the immune system. It's a monoclonal antibody.
Monoclonal antibody, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, monoclonal antibody. Well, those are mixed blessings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Monoclonal antibodies can save your life, but they do prevent your immune system from responding fully. And so people on chronic monoclonal antibody use, they have a higher risk of almost every cancer, and they are at increased risk of infections. So, So the good news is, you know, it can save your life, and the bad news is there is a smaller but discreet risk it could also kill you.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I kind of had looked it up and saw that, so I was, I didn't want to take it. I'm not sure even if it would help my asthma anyhow, so...
it is used to treat severe asthma.
Yeah, it is, and so... And that's why I said it can be life-saving. Severe asthma kills people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get enough bronchospasm and you can't open up those airways, especially in older people that have poor lung function and poor heart function to start with, severe asthma can be fatal.
Mm-hmm.
People die from it. And this is a disease that, or this is a drug that will, you know, rescue and perhaps save your life.
Mm.
The trade-off is... It does increase your risk of getting cancer a bit. And, it does suppress your ability to fight infections. So,
I see. I have, exercise-induced asthma, so it's kind of a continual, I don't get asthma attacks where I, you know, have to go to the hospital or anything.
Well, then I would think a monoclonal antibody would be a little overkill for a mild episodic disease that only triggers in. And I would guess then that you especially get bronchospasm if you are exercising in cold weather, cold air.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's
okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. So take your Allegra. Don't let that trigger you into asthma, but I'd hold off on the other one unless you really and truly are having bad troubles, okay?
All right. Okay, thank you, Susie. We have just another minute or two before our break that we're going to take here in just a second. 206-421-5757, the number to call with your questions, like Susie this morning and Tim. Here's that number again. It's 206-421-5757. All right, we will. Okay, so doctors, what else is making medical news? What is top of mind for your patients at Longevity right now? What are they asking about? What are they worried about? What would you say would be one of the big things?
You got something you want? Okay. Well, for me, it's cognition.
Okay, brain the memory. Function. Yes.
Cognition, brain function. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a while back, I formulated a new supplement that should be out in a month or two. We should be getting close to improve age-related cognitive decline. You know, everybody's brain function slows down as they get older.
Yep.
This actually can turn that back around in us older folks.
Okay. What are you going to call it? Do you have a name for it?
Think Factor.
Think Factor. Okay. That's up and coming, so we'll let you know more about that.
And I've got some other things to talk about when we get back from the break.
Okay, we'll take that quick break right now, and if you'd like to get in the call queue, here is the number, 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We'll be right back with your questions in just a moment. Stay right there.